Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And what an absolutely delicious Saturday afternoon it is here. Fellow foodies, Matt Russell broadcasting live, as I do every Saturday at 4, right here on KNST AM 790. And if you're listening to us live on the radio, or maybe you're streaming on our website on themenulive.com, maybe you're one of the millions worldwide that are streaming now on the iHeartRadio network. No matter how you are listening to my voice, I am so glad you're here. And you know where here is this week, fellow foodies. We are deep in the heart of Trail Dust Town. It is our inaugural broadcast, indeed, from Trail Dust Town. And we are at Dakota Bar and Grill at 6541 East Tancaverde Road. And we are just amazed by all the great culinary cocktail conversations we're going to be having. We're going to be talking to General Manager Isaac Ench about the Dakota Bar and Grill, what you might remember as Dakota Cafe. There's some great changes afoot, and we're going to be talking to Isaac Ench about that. For the second half of the show, the chef is here. He's going to be sitting down and taking some time with us, coming out of the kitchen for a rare appearance. Chef August Ench himself is going to be sitting with us talking about this killer menu that everyone is talking about and this Dakota World Tour that he has going underway. He's taking you on a culinary tour of the Far East, and we're talking about all kinds of great things, Korean short ribs, and we're talking about Thai spring rolls and wonderful things that will virtually transport you to a Pan-Asian experience, and Chef August Ench is going to be talking to us a little bit about that later on in the show. Well, as we think about culinary sophisticates here in town and people who love a good cocktail and love a good drink, certainly this guy has the timbre to be a celebrity co-host. He is the editor of the Tucson Weekly, and he's here. Mr. Dan Gibson is in the house.
I feel bad for the city when anybody calls me a celebrity. It comes up every once in a while. Like, if I'm the baseline of what a celebrity is here, it's just big trouble in this little city. But I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. And, you know, when I read Dan Gibson, and I don't know how long ago it was now that you ascended to the mantle of leadership at the Tucson Weekly, where you took over the editorial pen. It hasn't been 6 months yet, has it?
Seven.
Seven months already.
January 1st. So, yeah.
And I jumped up and down because you and I have known one another for a long time.
It's true.
We were judges at the Tucson Taco Festival. I got a sense to, you know, chance to really appreciate your sophisticated palate.
At the Taco Festival.
But I want to kind of slow things down a little bit and find out what's going on at the Tucson Weekly these days. I mean, I love the Tucson Weekly coverage of the food and beverage beat. I mean, I love your edge that you bring to the journalistic arts. But what's going on in the F&B scene in the eyes of the Tucson Weekly?
Well, gosh, you know, it's an interesting – I mean, when I came on, it wasn't terribly long after that a lot of the places were opening up downtown. And obviously the Tucson Weekly try to cover the downtown stuff in particular. So, I mean, it's a lot of things happening for us. And just the surge of restaurants that are opening lately – it just gives us a lot to cover. Even just, I think, yesterday, the News of Moms opened, so it's another thing for us to get out there. And it just, it's a great time to eat, you know, in Tucson. I mean, as you know, hosting a show, and it's just a lot to cover, and we want to make sure that we're giving people a sense of, you know, not just what the food is and, you know, of opening dates and basic reviews, but also just saying, like, who's making this food? Who are the personalities behind it? Why are they doing it? Why does somebody decide to open, you know, why does Derek at Diablo Burger decide to open a grass-fed burger place instead of a steak place or this place? Why did he come here, you know? So we tried to tell those stories. We've had, we've had three food covers, I think, so far this year. We did the 100 Essential Dishes thing where we just looked at, you know, what are the dishes that define Tucson, which, you know, was a interesting sort of talking point for people. And
indeed.
People telling me it was a... what I'd missed and then things that they couldn't believe were on there. And, you know, it was a fun thing to put together. We did the profile of the downtown restaurants, including, you know, obviously Pizzeria Bianco coming.
Right.
You know, it's amazing. I mean, it's a really great time to eat. And, you know, and we've tried to take the restaurant reviews and, like, okay, we've done these reviews forever. I mean, from the very first issue 24 and a half years ago, but this week we covered, you know, we did a profile of the Twisted Tandoor, the food truck.
Right.
Like, so, you know, how do they end up doing, why do they do a truck instead of a restaurant? How did that come together? And we did something about the pop-up restaurant that Zona 78 is opening up.
Right.
This week, next weekend.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it's just, we just want to cover from all angles, really. And then all that stuff's on the Range, our blog, too. I mean, there's food stuff basically every day.
Well, I want to talk about that because what the food and beverage circuit that you've created is really, at the Tucson Weekly, kind of a surround sound experience. So certainly we want to urge all of our fellow foodie listeners to go on and pick up a copy of the Tucson Weekly, the hard-printed. Yes, you still print the paper.
They're everywhere.
I mean, I challenge you to go to a place, like at a restaurant or whatever, and ask for Tucson Weekly and then walk away empty-handed, but get the printed newspaper, subscribe to the blog. I mean, I get my Range, you know, on a regular basis. There's you know, David Mendez does a fantastic job covering the food scene. I think his name is Jerry Morgan, does a great job. Rita Connolly, a big fan of our show, has been on. So you continue to tell these stories, but then there's the review.
Yeah.
So you love telling the stories,
right,
but then you actually put your food reviewers in the, you know, in the dark of night, in you know, anonymously showing up at these restaurants. So how does that whole review process work?
Well, I mean, we look at we follow the sort of standard restaurant reviewer protocol of not reviewing a place until it's been open 90 days.
Okay.
Let people work out the kinks, do all that stuff. And then, so, you know, once a place opens up, I put it on the schedule. I look out, you know, like, all right, that'll be a little past the 90 days. So now we're starting to see, I think this week we have Dante's Fire, because it's past the 3 months apart. That'll be on Thursday. You know, things like Diablo Burger and Proper coming around. And then we also look at places that, you know, where we actually recently reviewed Dakota Bar and Grill, I think 2 issues ago, because we're trying to look at places that have gone through a lot of changes.
Right.
We had places that we hadn't reviewed in 10 years. And a place like Dakota is a lot different than it was 10 years ago.
Exactly.
Cup Cafe we went back to.
Great.
And it was like, you want to know what the food is like now. Is it a good value? What can you expect? What should you get? What maybe you shouldn't get? So and then we get things from readers sometimes. We'll say, like, hey, when you should, you know, come back and look at this place. Or and our reviewers, Jackie and Rita, pitch stuff too and say, you know, I'd really love to take a look at Establishment A or Establishment B.
Right.
So, I mean, it's this long calendar of looking at stuff out into the future. So it's an interesting process. But, you know, we're still one of the few places that looks – a lot of restaurant reviewers have gone to going to a restaurant once, which just seems insane to me, you
yeah.
know. And I actually had a local restaurateur thank me the other day, which was the weirdest thing. He's like, thanks for guys for doing 2 reviews. I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, we – of course we go twice.
Imagine
sometimes we
that.
Go 3 times.
The,
you know?
The editor of a newspaper getting thanked.
That doesn't happen a whole lot.
The converse of that is true.
It's a relatively thankless job.
Now, do I have this vision of every restaurant in town having framed photographs of Rita and Jackie in the kitchen, you know, just in the event? But, you know, they do a good job in terms of coming in here anonymously. They don't make a big fanfare. They're not pulling out their laptops. I mean, they want to have an honest and authentic experience.
I think there's, I mean, you know, anonymity. There's a word there somewhere. The process of being anonymous, I think, is a little bit of a. It's just impossible now.
Right.
I mean, Rita has a. I know Rita's on Facebook. Jackie's on Facebook. Rita's been on TV. These people have been on. I did a food review earlier this year. I mean, it's not like people can't see what I look like if they really feel like it. But I mean, I think we just trust that we're going to get the right experience. You know, I mean that. I suppose a chef could go to all the trouble of saying, oh, we're going to give them the good steak.
Yeah.
I believe
no one does that. I've talked to a bunch of chefs, and they say, you know what? I don't care.
Right.
I mean, you know, we are the same to everybody, and it's that same experience. And if we have to dress something up for a food reviewer, then we're not even doing our jobs right.
Right. I believe that most chefs in this town are aiming to put the best plate out they can every single dish.
Exactly.
You know? And if they're playing trickery with it, it'll come through. I mean, and the word will come out eventually. Like, hey, listen, it sounds like you guys got a great plate, but I went there the other night. Looking at the comments in our reviews is pretty fascinating. I mean, we had the Dakota review. There's 4 or 5 comments from people saying, you know, listen, I go there all the time. This place is what you said was right, or like I liked this dish that you didn't look at, stuff like that. So it's kind of a collaborative experience in a way, which is really different than. You know, maybe 10 years ago when, you know, these the 3-star review, and that was the sort of end all of it.
Exactly.
So it's a weird space. I mean, we try to offer an authoritative view that's different than the Yelps and all these different review sites where it's just like, I went in and it was amazing.
Exactly.
Or it was terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, every place has its ups and downs. It has, there are rarely a restaurant where every dish is going to knock you out. You want to find the places that have the things that are exciting, the place that you can trust that has a great special or has a great cocktail menu, or, you know, maybe you should focus on the burgers here and not the steaks or things like that.
Exactly.
So We want to think about it in interesting ways.
Well, interesting is what it's all about, and you've done a great job at the Tucson Weekly, keeping things interesting, you know, keeping things fresh, keeping things alive, and that's what I love about it, a great culinary and cocktail experience, and I love that you are a part of this show.
Well,
Dan Gibson, the editor of the Tucson Weekly, our celebrity co-host for the full hour for this delicious broadcast from Dakota Bar and Grill, deep in the heart of Trail Dust Town. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Chef Aaron May about what's going on at the Lodge Sasquatch Kitchen and May's County. Or you don't want to miss this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. My buddy, Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at Dakota Bar and Grill, deep in the heart of Trail Dust Town, 6541 East Tanca Verde, yucking it up with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, editor of the Tucson Weekly, Dan Gibson, is back with us.
Which is great, because there's been free kimchi, which has really been a highlight for me. Come to Dakota.
Free kimchi. That's how it rolls.
Today's the last day, apparently, to get the short ribs with the kimchi, and based on the kimchi, I would get it.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Right now.
We're going to be asking Chef August Ench about this kimchi. You know, there's a way to do kimchi, and there's a way not to do it. He does it all right here at Dakota, and he's going to be talking all about it. Well, there's a place that the guy in the culinary arts that people do seem to be talking a lot about, and if you could just sit this guy down for 5 seconds, fellow foodies, consider it a victory. He's one of the busiest guys in all of the Grand Canyon State, and he's making people smile all over the state. He opened two great restaurants here in Tucson, the Lodge Sasquatch Kitchen over there by the Foothills Mall, and of course, May's Counter, your home for chicken and waffles, and on the show with us now for his On the Menu Live debut, Chef Aaron May is here. What's up, brother?
Wow.
Chef Aaron May, are you with us?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Chef. Well, listen, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to sit down with us on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Are you calling us from Phoenix right now?
I am in Phoenix right now. I'm actually on the road to Tucson, Arizona.
On the road to the old Pueblo.
I'm heading down for a little Saturday and Sunday adventure in Tucson.
Perfect. Absolutely. Well, look, I love the fact that you have taken some time to come on the show. I've been following your culinary career for a long time. I mean, you've studied over in France, and you've decided to sort of kick this thing into gear in Phoenix, and recently you brought us two great concepts here in Tucson. But you've got some new things going on at the Lodge, a Sasquatch Kitchen, and at May's Counter. Now, we're going to be entering into the fall season here, someone has said. I have yet to be convinced. But anyway, it's going to be football season around here soon, and I got a sense that the Lodge is going to be one of the destinations for Saturday and Sunday football, Chef.
We certainly hope so. We've been working on a great new brunch menu for football Saturday, college football Saturday, pro football Sunday. We're going to open at 9 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday and do a killer brunch. We've got some really fun stuff, kind of a playful Sasquatch take on French toast. We've got some egg classics. We've got some great Bloody Marys. We got some great drink specials, and we're really excited. You know, we do a pretty fun brunch at the Lodge in Scottsdale, and the one in Tucson, I think, promises more of the same.
Well, this is great, because when you think about what the kind of food that you are promised when you go to a place called the Lodge Sasquatch Kitchen, let me just start a little bit. When you go in there and order the Sasquatch Burger, fellow foodies, you're in for a little bit of a surprise, because it's a bunless burger. And you say, what? How can you have a burger without a bun? Well, in fact, Chef Aaron May and his team have replaced the bun with two grilled cheese sandwiches. So you can order a Sasquatch Burger, which is two full grilled cheese sandwiches encasing a gorgeous beef patty with a steak knife plunged through the middle. Chef Aaron May, is that how you roll?
That is pretty much how we roll, and you can expect the same at brunch. You know, tall bun inside, stacks of pancakes, you know, six egg omelets, and some crazy stuff. But yeah, we love that burger. We like to say the burger doesn't have a bun, but it's not carb free.
Did you say a six egg omelet?
Yeah, six egg omelet. That's the way to start your Saturday if you want to take in some Wildcat football and really kind of soak up a proper Saturday.
That sounds great. Now, your first concept down here, arrived to great acclaim down here, really bringing the idea of chicken and waffles to Southern Arizona. May's Counter, I think, is sort of defined chicken and waffles here. We go there for chicken and waffles. We go there for just a great time for camaraderie, for community, for great conversation. But it's not just about chicken and waffles at May's Counter. In fact, I heard that you're rolling out kind of a new line. Now, let me make sure I'm getting this right, Chef Aaron May. Are you doing something healthy at May's Counter?
You know, we got a lot of requests from people who love May's Counter, but just couldn't, you know, maybe couldn't eat there as often as they wanted to. You know, it's hard. You got to have a special metabolism to do chicken and waffles two or three times a week. And in response to that, yeah, we threw some healthy stuff on the menu. We did. We've got some great romaine tacos where we make these great chicken tacos and we put them in romaine leaves instead of tortillas. We've got a couple nice salads on the menu right now. We're using Arizona pecans to do this pecan, apple, orange, and arugula salad that's really delicious. And a couple other great things. We got like a little ode to New Orleans with some muffaletta appetizer with olives and tomatoes and all that good stuff. And, yeah, just looking to maybe lighten it up a little bit for people who maybe want to come in a little more often and we're having, you know, some waistline issues with the chicken and waffles.
Chef Mate, it's Dan Gibson from the Tucson Weekly. I had a question for you. One is, when can we get over easy in Tucson?
Soon. We're working on two deals right now. We are working on two new projects for Tucson right now. One for the end of this year and one for spring next year. And we're really excited to be doing some more stuff down there. And one of them hopefully will be an over easy.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. See, it's a great concept. There isn't really like something fitting in that space around here.
Yeah,
I guess there's my
follow-up
question.
I don't have like any groundbreaking news to disclose today, but we are definitely working on two new projects, and we're hoping one of them will end up being an over easy, you know, space willing and, you know, with a little bit of luck.
So the other thing that I did hear are whispers, just whispers. This may be a confirm or deny situation, but there was a liquor license pending for a place at Broadway and Kolb called Heist Pizza, and that seemed, and it shows up on the on the LTV website. I was wondering if that's an Aaron May production there.
I think we lost Aaron. The connection got lost. At an interesting time in the conversation.
Breaking journalistic news.
He says he's not ready to break news, but in fact, I think just the announcement that he's coming up with two concepts new to Tucson, one at the end of 2013, one in the spring of 2014. Chef Aaron May is going to double his visibility here in Southern Arizona, and he said it here on the menu live first.
I'm putting my money on the heist.
You're putting your money on the heist. Well, we lost Casey. We'll have to have Aaron on the next time because we actually have the guys that are keeping Dakota Bar and Grill going here and having a great time on this delicious Saturday. So we'll pick up our conversation with Aaron May the next time and get a little bit more information because Dan Gibson was just starting the heart of the journalist experience.
He's trying to be the Mike Wallace of the Tucson Culinary Game.
Anyway, really fellow foodies in Tucson, certainly will have a lot to celebrate at the end of 2013 and the spring of 2014 when Chef Aaron May is going to roll out two new concepts, and I hope that we will be the first ones to tell you about it. As a matter of fact, we may scoop the Tucson Weekly.
No, it's going to be up on the ranch on Monday. But still,
anyway,
in the radio field. You guys can have the radio scoop.
Okay, well, that's good. We can play nice in the sandbox.
Yeah, absolutely.
Together.
We're fine.
So here we are, the Dakota Bar and Grill. And, you know, it's a new name, kind of a new attitude. It's been Dakota Cafe for many, many years in this community. And here to tell us all about what is this change all about and how can we really begin to satisfy our thirsts right now on a gorgeous Saturday is the general manager, Isaac Edge. Isaac, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you, Matt.
So, Bar and Grill, Dakota Bar and Grill.
Yeah, we did a name change, kind of embracing the restaurant, because it's not quite a cafe anymore. We do lots of wine, dinners, but, you know, it's still a nice, quaint place to go, lot of outdoor garden seating, and there's no traffic driving by. It's a really quiet, nice place to go eat with family and even to go out on a date with.
You know, I've said many times over many years, Isaac Ench, that this is one of the great patios in Southern Arizona. As a matter of fact, we wanted to do a patio tour of this radio show to broadcast live from some of our favorite patios, and you guys are definitely in top five. I mean, like you say, no traffic. You know, this is a place where there's beautiful people watching. You know, right outside the gazebo, you got live bluegrass music going on here at Trail Dust Town. So you're just really part of this great community, and that's what Dakota and Bar and Grill is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, we're community is what we're all about. Being a member of the Tucson Originals, we embrace that daily, doing all sorts of community events and just getting our name out there as well as helping out the community. And that's something that we're going to be doing since We've been doing it for a long time, and we're going to keep doing it.
That's great. Well, you can help me out by talking about some beverages, because I'm thirsty, Isaac Hench.
All right.
This is the time in the show where I'm just starting to get a little parched. But anyway, you have happy hour, not on Saturday, but you've got great cocktails. You've got this great beer lineup. Your wine list is very, very impressive. Talk a little bit about the bar at Dakota Bar and Grill.
All right. It's a traditional bar with a pretty vast wine list. It's a blend of international and domestic wines, which is nice. So you come in and get anything you want. One great thing about wine, Sundays through Thursdays, we do have price bottles of wine, and that's all day Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Mondays and Sundays. It's we're only open for days those 2 days. So
you say Sunday through Thursday?
Sunday through Thursday. So
wow.
Sunday, Sunday day, Monday day, all day Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, half price bottles of wine.
I don't know anyone in town that's doing consecutive days. I mean, there are people that sort of own the half price on a Tuesday or on a Sunday, but you guys are just carrying the love throughout the entire week.
Well, we did it from Wednesdays and Thursdays for years, and then we added a couple days, and then we found out a lot of people like buying a bottle of sparkling when they're coming in for brunch on Sundays. So it's nice, and lets our guests even try some nice high-end bottles. You can easily fit in your price range when you're, you know, get a nice bottle of Ladera for less than $70.
I challenge anyone $35 to beat that.
And then you could have get your New York strip steak with that, and
gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, Dan Gibson has a sophisticated palate for the suds. Okay, so he's a beer guy. Okay. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a beer with Dan Gibson, but it goes beyond
usually,
just one beer.
It's usually more than
it's
one.
Usually more than one beer. But talk about your beers, because if you're going to be making Dan Gibson smile, you got to have some killer suds here.
Well, Dan, we always on draft. We always have a local Arizona product on, and currently right now we have the Four Peaks Hefeweizen.
Which is an excellent choice.
Generally, and then we do something also like Oregon. We generally like doing Oregon. And Deschutes I've loved Deschutes since my early days of managing, and they always have great stuff. So
it's the Twilight right now?
The Twilight's
Yeah, Twilight's right here. Yeah,
that's does nice well. Place. So we like to do Arizona. We like to do a lot of local. We like to grow a lot of our food here. And so that's something we embrace, you know. Arizona wines as well. We do a lot of the Stronghold wines.
Beautiful. Yeah, the great line. On the beer, are you fascinated with this explosion of hopheads in town? I mean, the IPA, 5 years ago, you didn't have to have an IPA on tap. Now, if you don't have an IPA on tap, or certainly one or two selections by the bottle, there's an issue.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have white IPAs, right? I mean, by the bottle, we have Inversion IPA by Deschutes, so IPAs are really hot. It's Now with these different varietals, you can get, a smoother IPA if you're not the hop person, but you want a full-flavored beer that has a good alcohol percentage.
You a hophead, Dan?
I'm all into sours now. I'm full in, all in on sours.
Totally.
I've given up. No. I still like hoppier beers, but I feel like sours is the thing.
All right, right.
The Gosas, the sort of tart things. I mean,
nice.
They're not a little harder to pair with food because it's just the brightness, but it's a great taste. So
right,
but no, they're great choices.
Great beers, and great wines. So cocktails are really a foundational component of the Dakota experience, because I'm looking at your cocktail menu, and I'm watching the shaking going on, and again, I just love the setting here. We're gonna be talking to Chef August Ench about the setting here, but just what you've created. I mean, I feel like I'm in this sort of almost like Northern California wine room. This little wonderful quaint little bar on the corner, but the cocktail program you have here, I mean, you've got something for everybody. And of course, you can hand do a cocktail depending on what everyone's palate is asking for. But you've got basil grapefruit martinis and ice hard lemonade and a white chocolate martini. Now, my wife is sitting up at the bar, and if she hasn't ordered a white chocolate martini yet, it's just a matter of time, Isaac Hench. But talk about your cocktails. I mean, we live in a craft cocktail environment right now. How are you guys responding?
Well, a couple years ago when I took over GM, we had a cocktail list, but it wasn't very exciting. So tried to come up with some stuff. It's not all fruity either. There's gentleman cocktails, lady cocktails, and there's just everything that tastes good as well in between there. And if you don't have anything exciting to drink, you might sit in your way and never order out. But like you mentioned, the basil grapefruit martini, nothing's more delicious than sitting out on the patio with that cocktail and just enjoying the weather.
And they're nice prices for, $8 for the premium, for top shelf liquor is pretty good. price for a cocktail in this town, or any town, really. So,
what's a manly cocktail? Now, we talked about, you know, sort of men-driven cocktails, and we've talked about women-driven cocktails. You know, I try to sort of lean towards the man side of that mix. But what, you know, some guy's going to come in here and have a cocktail that is just screaming man.
Well,
we might even name it the screaming man.
We called it the Manhattan because it is the man of Manhattan. Maker's Mark, a little bitters, a sweet vermouth, and it's perfect with the cherry. So that's the classic male cocktail, I'd say.
But, that's great.
There's nothing wrong with having an Ike's Hard Lemonade, too, if you're a gentleman.
Yeah, it's with the palma in it, little pomegranate.
That's a delicious drink.
Yeah, no,
my
it
guys
sounds
at
delicious.
Southern helped me out a lot with finding new stuff.
Perfect. Well, I'm a big bourbon guy, so your Manhattan, I might have to try one of your Manhattans here before the end of the show. But anyway, we're talking to General Manager Isaac Ench here at Dakota Bar and Grill. We're going to take a quick news break, and we're going to thank a couple more sponsors. And when we come back, the man himself behind the culinary wisdom at Dakota Bar and Grill, his name is Chef August Ench, and he's going to be taking us on a virtual tour of the Pan-Asian menu, so you don't want to miss that. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. You'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness at Dakota Bar and Grill, right in Trail Dust Town, 6541 East Tanca Verde, with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, who's darn near finished that kimchi, editor of the Tucson Weekly, Dan Gibson.
This might be some of the best kimchi in town. It's really quite delicious.
This is fantastic.
Could you just have it on the side all the time? Like, I'll just come in and just get the kimchi.
I'll keep it here for you.
All right, great.
Now, if we could figure
that out
a way to incorporate that kimchi into a cocktail, that's where I want to go. But anyway, that'll be the homework for the...
That sounds disturbing, but maybe. You never know. I don't know. Maybe an infused kimchi gin. That sounds...
Well, if they're going to do it any time, it's going to be done here at Happy Hour, Dakota Bar and Grill. Now, we were talking to General Manager Isaac Ench in the last segment about the bar in this sort of renewed Dakota Bar and Grill atmosphere. Whenever there's a bar, there's a happy hour. What's up your sleeve, Isaac?
That's right, guys. We do happy hour Tuesday through Fridays. It's from 3 to 6 o'clock. For food-wise, it's half off all appetizers and $5 off any of our burgers. And we have a pretty big list of burgers we do. Also, we have $2 off wine by the glass, $2 off any cocktail, and draft beers as well.
$5 off the burgers?
Yes. So
goodness.
We do ahi burgers. We do, and our Angus beef is great. So, and there's a variety that Chef August has come up with. So.
And that's Tuesday through Friday times again?
Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 6 is our happy hour.
Can then sit out on the patio and enjoy that? Is it
that's
just right inside of
the
bar?
It's a
anywhere?
Whole restaurant,
the
actually.
The whole restaurant. Again, something else that not a whole lot of places
right.
are doing.
Yeah,
and then if you're not also doing wine by the glass, you do half-price bottles with your appetizers, you know. So it's a great deal we do here, and just like to bring people in.
You know? That's great. And, you know, not only do you bring people in, but you also bring the Dakota out into the community, that Dakota experience. Just because you don't have the word catering in your name anymore doesn't mean you've abandoned the catering opportunities. You got a great catering program here.
Oh, correct. Dakota Catering has been a staple in Tucson catering for a very long time now. And Amy Bennett, our catering manager, is upheld and remain the highest standards in any catering, and she's great because she works with anybody, you know, under if you want to do, you know, the highest end wedding on the planet, or if you just smaller events as well, which is great. So
hundreds, you get from five people
do,
to hundreds.
Hundreds and hundreds,
hundreds
so,
and hundreds,
and we're always busy with catering, which is great that keeps August busy in the background, too, different kitchens.
Now, how can people get a hold of, and it's Amy, you said, your catering manager?
Yeah, Amy Bennett. They call the restaurant, our number, or they could go to our website at www.dakotabarandgrilltucson.com and reach our catering department anytime.
And it all begins with a conversation. It's not, here's our catering menu, go ahead and it just, let's find out what your objective is, what you want to do, and you'll sort of help your clients build a menu that's perfect for the occasion.
Yeah, we do sit down, cater to whatever they like, and if somebody just wants a electronics app too, we no problem. We have everything online you can just look at if you wanted to get a look before even coming in.
And I think, I mean, one thing I realize is you might not, people may not know exactly where how to find you guys here. You know what I mean? Like Trail Dust Town is a place, and you think of Pinnacle Peak and stuff like that. I mean, you know, the location is interesting. It's a great spot, but it's like you might drive by it because without the frontage sign,
yet.
So, I mean, kind of give people the best direction. You know, how do you tell people to get here?
Dan, you're completely right, because we're a little tucked back off Tankaverde. The best way to describe where we are is actually in Trail Dust Town, and we're kind of bordering golf and stuff on that side. So we're about in between Wilmot and Kolb on Tankaverde, in between Albertsons and golf and stuff.
And if you see that big stagecoach sitting atop those big, you know, stack of boulders.
Exactly.
You know, take a north, and you're going to ride right into the restaurant.
And yeah, tons of parking, gosh. I mean,
tons of parking.
Yeah. The side, I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah, and I mean, the parking lot fills up because we're it's a busy plaza, and it's a fun place to be.
Well, when, you know, when August Inch shows up in the kitchen, you know, you build it and people come.
That's
And you certainly have built an amazing culinary program here at Dakota Bar and Grill. And, sir, it's an honor and a privilege to have you on the show for your On the Menu Live debut, Chef August Inch. How you doing?
Thanks, Matt. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, pleasure's all ours, sir, especially after that kimchi.
Good stuff.
No one is going to want to be around me later. But that's okay, because it's still delicious.
Right. We've all eaten it.
Right,
so
exactly.
Of course. Dakota Bar and Grill. So we're going to be talking about your menu. You know, a lot of us sort of grew up on Dakota Bar and Grill, Dakota Cafe and Catering back in the old day. But you're doing things that are, I think, fun throughout the summer, where you're changing up your menu. Now, you sort of have your sort of standard set menu, but you're doing something interesting called the Dakota World Tour. What's that all about?
Well, like you said, you know, we've been here for 29 years, almost 30 years. We've been doing the same great dishes consistently. And this is our chance to offer some flavors that our audience may not get a chance to go out and see. Our audience may not have a chance to go to like the Korea House, for example, to get some authentic Korean food. We offer a Korean barbecue short rib, you know, and that's like a really authentic, delicious dish. It includes this house-made kimchi we have here. And it's a really great experience. You know, we can bring people into a comfortable environment and offer some really unique food.
And people need to hustle up for that one, right? Today, this is
the last day for the Asian menu, which is wonderful.
The Mediterranean one looks great to me. I mean, I was looking at the lamb. I'm terrible with pronouncing things.
Merguez.
But I mean, the sausage and the tzatziki sauce and everything, it sounds like a great dish.
This is as great and as wonderful as our Asian menu went over. This is really close to my heart. There's a lot of Italian influence on this, which
nice.
I'm part Italian, and it really hits home to me, you know, doing fresh handmade pasta a crafted bolognese sauce.
You're doing all the pasta here in-house?
Oh, right? I do it myself.
Fantastic.
It's all happening.
Yeah.
But the nice thing with something like that is that you can get something adventurous, but then somebody's like, you know, listen, I just want a great burger.
Exactly.
I want a steak. I want, you know, there's a nice degree of options here. So pretty much people can have a pretty wide variety of stuff.
That's what we do here is it. You know, we have really familiar stuff if you're not very adventurous, but we have some really unique items, I think.
Yep. And so the Far East menu, today's the last day.
Yeah.
We've got these Thai spring rolls, chicken satay skewers with this gorgeous Napa cabbage salad. The one that caught my eye, because I'm a huge duck guy, this sesame duck breast with plum wine, soba noodles, scallions, ginger, garlic, and shiitakes. That's just gorgeous.
Really good.
And only $21. I mean, how do you get away with that, Chef?
Listen, you know what? If we can get people in here to offer them something delicious, I'm willing to take a little bit of hit on the food cost. You know, if we can deliver something you guys really like, people want to come in for on a regular basis, that's more important to me. You know, I feel like we're doing the same quality of food that you would get at a restaurant where you're paying maybe twice as much money.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think if we can touch a larger audience, if we can make more people happy, that's really what it's all about.
Right. Now, I heard somewhere that you're doing, you've got the chef's garden. Now, do you actually have a garden that is nearby, on-site? How close are we to the garden
right now?
It's
almost with arm's length away. You know,
how long have you been doing that?
I started last spring. We kind of started off with a few things just to kind of test the water, see how things would grow out there, what we could grow. I really like to try to expand this season. We have a Chinese eggplant, a couple of different types of tomatoes growing out there, two types of basil, Thai basil we're using for this Asian menu, and a regular Genovese. Any herb you can think of, thyme, chives, rosemary, sage, oregano, a couple of different kinds of mint we use for the bar, for desserts.
And are you actually going out there, Chef,
tending
the garden?
I go out there every morning, you know. We make sure it's watered, which you, of course, have to in our, you know, less than pleasant conditions in the summer. But, yeah, it's a good experience. It keeps me busy during the summer, which is, you know, a little slower for Tucson. But for me, it's a really great experience. The first time I've gotten a chance to really embrace it, and I I'm super happy with the results.
And with the freshness of the garden, you know, lots of great herbs, lots of great produce.
Yeah.
You know, people that might have, you know, sticking to a vegetarian diet, or perhaps even those that are touched by gluten sensitivities. I mean, you can come here and feel confident if you are, if you've adopted a gluten-free lifestyle, that you're going to have a number of options here.
That's one thing that I really enjoy that we do here too is our gluten-free and vegetarian options. We have like an entire salad page rather than you see maybe one or two of them, and a lot of them can be, you know, eaten as an entree. If it's not a hamburger bun, if it's not a piece of bread or a flour tortilla, it's gluten-free here. Almost 90% of the menu, and then that's something that you don't really see. You see a lot of places that kind of specialize in gluten-free options, but you don't see something that caters to everyone. And where everyone can come in, you can feel like a member of the group. You know, you're not secluded. You're not like, I have to eat a bowl of lettuce because I'm gluten free. You know, we have tons of options for those people. In fact, we have a couple out here.
Wow, what a wonderful one!
I know,
wonderful
all the
segue
food came out and all of a sudden
here. So we also want to remind our foodie listeners that Chef August Ench and his charity is going to be giving a gift card to one of our lucky listeners who is going to call in and answer the trivia question. Oh, thank you, honey. My wife has brought me a cold beverage.
Wow.
You know, after 22 years of marriage, I have to share. Oh, I have to share the food, she says. You know, there's always a string attached. But anyway, we're going to be doing a trivia question here coming up shortly, and the first person who calls into the studio with the right answer is going to get a gift card to experience Dakota Bar and Grill for themselves. I want to experience everything that you brought out for myself, and guess I'll share some with Dan Gibson.
Well, it's too late now.
Who apparently has already started to dance some lemon juice over the top of what appear to be salmon cakes.
Yeah, we talked about our world tour menu. These are our regular menu items here that are really great. We have some salmon cakes.
Let's
over here.
Let's start with these. Because I want to do justice to these. So I saw you on Channel 4, I think a week or so ago, actually making the salmon cakes.
We did.
And, you know, you think crab cake, everybody knows about a crab cake, but you didn't. I just don't often think about the variety and the versatility. Yeah. When you want to do roll out something with salmon, has the sort of the same approach, but it really takes it to a whole other level. Talk about these salmon cakes.
I love them. We start with fresh chopped salmon. It's just, it's not a laundry list of ingredients. And then there's a, you know, I'm not going to say it's a secret recipe, but, you know, it's a.
We're not breaking them down, Dan. You know,
It's a great
talking.
Recipe. They're made fresh to order, and I think they go over great. With
they're really tasty.
Chili garlic aioli.
Chili garlic aioli, and one of the things that we look for in a cake, like a salmon cake or crab cake, is a very lovely sort of delicate little crust on the outside. So you've rendered the crust beautifully, but you've preserved the interior, the tenderness, the moistness of that fish inside. I could not do that at home. We are asking all of our fellow foodies, don't even try that at home. Come into the Dakota Bar and Grill.
This is
beautiful. The aioli is a lovely compliment. You got some spring greens there with some lemon juice. What a beautiful way to start.
Absolutely.
Salmon cakes at Dakota Bar and Grill. Man.
All right. Well, thank you.
Very smooth. Very tender.
Yeah. Mm. Not exceptionally like fishy or anything. Just have a nice sort of.
Right. This is good for anyone. Yeah. You don't like fish, you may like this.
And a respectable size cake, too. I mean, think of, these aren't like mini cakes.
I don't believe we're the restaurant that you leave hungry. if you do, you know, we're doing something wrong.
All right. So what else we got here, Chef?
We have some of our coconut shrimp. This is a menu item that's been on our menu for almost 30 years.
No kidding.
Coconut shrimp, chutney, marmalade.
Nice.
Okay. So coconut shrimp. Now, when you say coconut shrimp, we're talking coconut, Chef.
There's quite a bit of coconut.
Okay. And that's what you want, for crying out loud. Okay.
Absolutely.
Big, bold. What are these? These have got to be like you.
Those are 16-20.
Okay. Big beautiful size shrimp. Cooked perfectly. You've got this. Again, you're not holding back on the coconut because that's what you want to do. So talk about how you the sort of the flavor profile that you mix with the shrimp and the coconut and then with this gorgeous little dipping sauce.
Oh, this is sort of flavors you see that are really go well together. Sweet flavors and shrimp, I think, pair great together. You see it a lot. You know, you see like shrimp on sugar cane skewers is really popular, you know. And that's those flavors aren't entirely unsimilar here, you know. We tempura batter, fresh shredded coconut. The chutney marmalade gives it a little bit of a kick. There's some horseradish in there, too, to balance it out.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And when we say tempura batter, yep, that's true. But we don't want to give people this impression that it's just this big, puffy – you know, dough, you know, cave with a little shrimp inside. I mean,
no, that's a serious shrimp.
It's delicate, big shrimp, and I love the texture differences. So the crispy, you know, of that coconut coating and that, and sort of that the chewiness of that shrimp and this beautiful sauce that's cascading over the shrimp is just really beautiful.
Big time seller. I mean, this is during season. This is a 20 order a night dish.
20 order a night.
No, not a joke. it's a task just getting them ready for that, but we do it.
You better put extra staff on tonight before our listeners come in. Yeah. Beautiful, intentionally produced salmon cakes, wonderful coconut shrimp. What's next?
We have our bruschetta here. This is a newer item we are offering. Some apples, garden-grown basil, Arizona pecans, melted blue cheese, caramelized onions, balsamic. There's a little extra virgin olive oil in there.
So you really are.
But give it a try.
Okay,
first.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot out of going breath. On. Yeah. Okay, so bruschetta, people think, okay, you know, we're going to maybe put some tomato and some balsamic, maybe a little shoot of olive oil. You say there's a lot of opportunity in a bruschetta. Let's just load her up.
Let's just keep adding stuff onto it. Yeah. See how things go.
Blue cheese is not something you see a ton on bruschetta, at least the rice.
Well, it's not necessarily associated, you know, with like a Mediterranean flavor. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and this is just a an elaborate mix of
absolutely
flavors that
beautiful.
Go good together.
The sweetness of that apple, with the creaminess of that blue cheese, and the tartness of that balsamic is just, it all works so beautifully.
It pushes like right to the edge of like what you want in richness. And
exactly,
I mean, you know what I mean?
Almost too much. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
No, it's sweet and has that umami and stuff. It's got a nice, really nice flavor.
He said the U word. He said umami.
I'm a big fan.
That means we get to invite him back.
I don't know, like maybe there was some sort of prize. It's like you bet your life.
Absolutely. We are having a serious culinary experience here, fellow foodies. I mean, this is something that you have to come in to try for yourselves. And, again, you're going to have the opportunity to answer a trivia question. And if you're the first person that calls in with the right answer, we're going to give you a gift card for you to experience that for yourself. We've got about another 30 seconds before we go to the phones with our questions. So we're going to try both of these during the hour, but we want to start with what?
Let's start with a hanger steak. This is my favorite thing. You know, I don't often, eat a lot of stuff we cook here. You know, we do it so much. But I would eat this any day of the week.
Okay.
Hanger steak's a sort of untraditional cut. You don't see it at every single restaurant, and you don't always get it right when it's there. But we do a great job of it.
That's really tender. What's the
green chimichurri?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's really, really tasty.
That is about the that's the most tender.
Right. Yeah, I'll take
hanger.
That plate from you. I'm just going to go ahead and you keep on talking.
Nice little slaw
I'll
and
be
some
over
mashed
here.
Potatoes. Oh, that is really, not really bad. Good. I mean, that's almost like, it's almost like candy. That almost melts in your mouth.
Yeah, it's
yeah. How you do that?
I think Dan, your reviewer, I think, loved this. This was one of the ones that highlights.
Yeah, no, she mentioned it.
Fantastic.
It's really great.
Well, the time has come, Chef D'Agostinche, because one of our listeners, they really want to come in here and experience all of this wonderful food for themselves. They want to meet you. They want to meet Isaac. They want to have one of these great cocktails. Yes, in fact, they might even want to have some kimchi. But the world is a big opportunity for them, and they want to do it. And so what is our trivia question of the week?
How many years has Dakota Cafe / Bar and Grill now been open?
Okay, good question. Well, how many years has Dakota Bar and Grill, which used to be Dakota Cafe, so we're going all the way back to the very beginning, how many years has Dakota Bar and Grill been around? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now. 880-5678. That's 880-KNST. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Dakota Bar and Grill, deep in the heart of Trail Dust Town, 6541 East Tancredi. We are just surrounded by a cornucopia of goodness. We've got some great kitchen sink, really, bruschetta. We've got some gorgeous salmon cakes, some coconut shrimp. We've tried an off-the-hook hanger steak, the likes of which, fellow foodies, I don't know that I've ever had. Washing it down with an ice-cold beverage, and Dan Gibson is just...
Yet I still have no beverage.
He's still...
My wife didn't come to bring
his
me
wife
a drink.
Didn't come,
she's
and
still
he,
working,
he didn't
but...
get a beverage. Anyway, so the minute that we read the trivia question, all of the lights at KNST went up like it's July 4th, for crying out loud. So we want to give ample time for all of our callers. Hopefully we'll be giving away this Dakota Bar and Grill gift certificate to whoever is going to have the right answer. Again, the question is, how many years has Dakota Bar and Grill been around? We're going to go right to the line number one and say hello. Caller, what's the answer?
29 years.
29 years, the caller said.
So 84.
1984. Do your math. Carry the one. Let's see. 29.
That
okay.
Sounds like
Chef. What's the answer?
29 years is correct.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Okay. A first time. Okay. The first caller nails it. Let me ask you this, caller. What's your name?
Can't wait.
What's your name?
Terry.
Terry. Terry, have you ever been to Dakota Bar and Grill before?
No, I have not, and I live real close and pass it every day. So I'm really happy that I heard you were going to be there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my next question is, you're not an employee of the Dakota Bar and Grill, are you?
No.
Well, listen,
I just
Terry,
listen to our station every day.
Oh, that's great. So we've got a loyal listener. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for calling. And Terry, congratulations.
You.
You're going to be Chef August Ench's guest here. It's going to be his privilege to get you that gift card in the mail, so don't hang up.
Okay.
Casey back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to get that gift card out to you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations. It feels good to have winners.
The first caller. Now,
I know.
But then I always feel sad for the other three callers who were waiting. And, you know, I just want to give away stuff. But anyway, try again next week. We give away gift cards every week. But Chef August Ench, 29 years in this community?
Well, that's why it's such a pleasure to be here. You know, it's been around longer than myself. You know,
I wasn't going to suggest that, Chef. But now that you open the door.
I really try to do this establishment justice. You know, treating everyone who's been coming here for that long like they're still welcome here, but like I said, offering some things that are new for a different crowd.
Right. Where were you in 1984, Dan Gibson?
Roller skating to Van Halen songs.
That's Skate Country on 22nd Street.
Rollers. I was a roller.
You were a roller.
We still went there when I was.
Yeah.
All right.
Sadly, no. More.
Well,
but tonight you can come out, sit on the patio, and then you can see some people pretend to shoot each other. Right. I mean, that's a full evening.
It's a family oriented place here.
It's get like, yourself a hanger steak, some kimchi,
and watch the shoot 'em ups. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good time. I mean, I don't always think of that though. I might try to go somewhere with my kids, have a good time, and they could get some nice, sophisticated food here, and then do something for them at the end.
We love Trail Dust Town. Absolutely love it. And, you know, and my kids are actually here for the broadcast, and they love coming here, and just a wonderful spread that you put out. We have a few minutes left, Chef August Ench. I want to talk a little bit about the Tucson Originals, but I don't want to do that before I have a chance to try these beautiful scallops.
This is another really popular dish.
All right, talk to me, baby. May I call you baby? Have we arrived at that point in our relationship, Chef?
My wife may have some concerns, but I think you get away with it. All
okay.
Right.
Talk to me about these beautiful scallops.
We've got a wild mushroom risotto, red pepper pesto, seared scallops. You know, good.
Oh, my goodness.
Simple dish. Really enjoyable. Sautéed spinach.
Simple, he says.
It's really
simple for me.
Yeah, for him. He's a world-class culinary artist. Again, every time we have scallops, I just have to stop and say, It is virtually impossible to do scallops at home. I don't know if it's the way that you buy the scallops at Bash's or Safeway or wherever, but you have to go out to get scallops because it's the chef's training that knows how to do them, because you can ruin a scallop if it's 1 second too much.
I'm in full agreement. You know, I'm sure I've eaten a scallop at a restaurant where I was less than, you know, enthusiastic about. But
it's a double up of difficult things because you know, you go to a lot of places in the risotto, it can be
exactly
not terribly risotto-ish. But it's creamy, it's light, it's got a nice flavor to it.
Yeah, and I think the differences in textures on the plate again, and that's so much a part of this culinary experience. It goes beyond something that just sort of tastes good, as we say. I mean, it's got to be a beautiful presentation. It's got to be a wonderful setting, and the textures in the dish have to work so well with one another. So you've got this sort of pillowy scallop. Against this beautiful rich risotto and the greens on the top with this beautiful sweet is like a little red pepper coulis, did you say?
Red pepper pesto.
Pesto. It's just done very thoughtfully. It's done very intentionally. And I salute you, Chef. This is just fantastic.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I like this. It's great year round too. You know, you can eat this in the dead of winter, and it's just as good as eating it right now in our Tucson weather.
Beautiful. This is our monthly Tucson Originals Spotlight Show. The last Saturday of every month, we get to sit down with celebrities within the Tucson Originals ranks. We love the Originals. Independent local restaurants where you actually can meet the chef. They live here. They raise their families here. They grew up here. I love the Tucson Originals. Why is it so important for Dakota to be a member of the Originals?
Well, you said it a lot right there. It's local. You know, it's personal. You know, you see the people who are cooking your food. You see the people who are participating in your dining experience, who are trying to make it a wonderful experience for you. It's such a pleasure to be a proud member of the Tucson Originals. You know, and we have so many wonderful restaurants. I could I could name a dozen of them, you know.
Well, but let's do this, okay? when you actually get a night off,
every night off, can you imagine?
When you get a night off, where does Chef August Ench like to go out in Tucson?
You know, I'd have to say I like to stick with my boys at Kingfisher.
Right on,
Jeff and Murph.
Murph, he's a hero.
These guys are great. I can't think of a few more restaurants where I'd really like to go out to eat. I love Rocco's. Jonathan's great too. He's just right down the road.
You're naming our favorites.
Those are, you know, like I said, and there's a laundry list of people after that. You know that you're.
Telephone number for Dakota. Make sure our listeners know how to get a hold of you.
520-298-7188.
Chef August Ench, thank you so much for everything you do. Dan Gibson with the Tucson Weekly. What a fun job you've done here.
Yeah, just today.
And we'll do it. We'll see you next week on the Menu Live.